Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
All right, it's that guy from that betting show.
Which one?
That one. Alex Gold joins us in the 9 o'clock hours. He does every Thursday. Welcome to the show, Mr.
What's
Gold.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good.
Not wearing shorts today. It's going to be 45.
I mean, tomorrow the pools are opening back up.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be 50.
Baby. You don't even need a pool. You just go in your backyard and swim in melted snow.
Can we get this stuff to finally melt out?
No, it's going to freeze.
Let me run this by you real fast. Get all your opinions on this one.
Okay.
My friend Vip is in the Las Vegas airport right now. Ooh. And he sends me a picture of the Raiders team store in the Las Vegas airport.
Okay.
Nobody in it. And I zoom in and I'm scanning all the merchandise. It's all Raiders, like a hockey jersey with Max Crosby on it. Raiders. The only shirt that I see that has the city on it is one for sale that says Los Angeles Raiders.
Really? Huh. That's...
Are they trying to do like the Los Angeles Strong?
Nope.
No. Those are all literally say like the team logo with LA Strong or whatever.
I don't see one piece of merchandise in this Raiders store in Las Vegas that says Las Vegas Raiders on it.
Hmm.
That is insane to me.
Is that just an airport thing? Because they figure there's people coming in from LA all the time and it's just like they're trying to appeal to them.
I don't know. But if you're the Raiders, aren't you trying to market that? I don't know. People will buy that show, I'm sure. I would buy that shirt just to have it to see Los Angeles, you know, because it's different. But yeah, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that would be like, I don't even know. Like, that would
When was the last time you bought something non-food related at an airport?
Never.
Yeah, I was gonna say, honestly, I don't know if I ever have.
I think I bought something because I was an idiot and did the shampoo thing. So they were selling like little plastic bottles that you could
but some of these airports have like suit shops in them.
Well, for a while there was like
who's getting their hair cut in an airport? I guess if you're so busy, people are doing that.
I think one time, does beer count? I guess food and beverage. But like one time they had like the T-shirts in the vending machine. At the old kid, like before
the old god, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
and
yeah,
I,
yeah.
I did that one time just to see what like I get. I was like, I just wasted. I mean, it was like a dollar.
If somebody has to have a cell phone charger, they use the vending machine for that. Yeah. But I'm just talking about like going into a store and buying a hoodie or I guess if you're in a, it's different to me if you're in Cancun or something, and you know. But I'm just randomly in the Milwaukee airport. Am I buying a
Giannis jersey?
You know,
you might.
I mean, but I can get that anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the other thing about the cell phone chargers, never buy one of those. Just go to any hotel and say you left yours in your room. They'll show you a box. Just take what you need. I'm serious.
I guess they probably have hundreds of them.
And they're not, hundreds
those
of
people
them.
Ain't ever coming back.
Right. Nobody ever. When have you ever gone back? Ah, it's only a cell phone charger. I'll get another one. You go to the front desk at a hotel. Go. I was in the room. I left my cell phone charger. Can I see if you got it? They'll bring you out
I've
a box.
I've never thought about that, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Or just go to a restaurant and say, you left your sunglasses. There's like a pile of them. Dude.
Ah, see, that's where I don't want to wear somebody else's sunglasses. I'm a germaphobe.
I had to get tipped me $5 one time, left a nice pair of Oakleys. We left them up there for a couple weeks. He never came back. I said, I guess I'll take this as my tip.
You just took them.
Yeah.
Did you sell them then on eBay or something, make some money off of them?
No, they're my swim glasses. They're not like an expensive pair of Oakleys. They're not like they're definitely not like the goofy movie ones that like Mahomes and those guys wear that cover half your face.
The ski goggle looking sunglasses.
I mean, live your life, but
I
could never pull those off. So it's like you just, I'm also
30.
Yeah. Mahomes is 30 and it's a little bit different when you're a professional athlete.
You're getting a lot of money for that. Okay, let's get to the conversation, the betting segment. 8.5 Chiefs. You love, hate, stay away. What do you like here?
Yes, I think there's other bets within the game we can get to that are more intriguing to me than the spread. If I had to bet the spread, I feel comfortable taking the Chiefs 8.5. I liked it when you could have had at 7.5 earlier on in the week. You just look at the history of not only Mahomes, as we all know, in the divisional round, but also just how teams have fared in the divisional round, and typically even as 8+ point favorites, they cover like 15-10 over the last 25 or so when teams are 8 points or more favorites. The Chiefs and Lions both fall into that spot this week. And I think she's going to be in the house, but also they didn't play that long ago. I mean, they played in week 16. I think the Chiefs are as healthy as any NFL team can be this late in the season.
I said earlier, we have our full complement of players. Like when they went to camp on July 15th, other than Rashee Rice, this is what they thought, and they haven't had this until today.
Yeah, it's true. And here's how the Chiefs have fared in playoff openers for Mahomes, and these are games in which Mahomes was healthy, which he also had some more time to get that ankle right. They won by 18 going all the way back to 2018. They won by 20 in their first playoff game in 2019 against the Texans. We all know that. 2021, they beat the Steelers by 21 in their opener, and then last year they won by 19 against the Dolphins. So I just think typically it's another scenario where you get another extra time to prepare. It would not surprise me at all if the Chiefs win by 10 points or something like that on Sunday, but that's not my favorite bet in game. I think there's some prop bets. I'm sure you guys have been paying attention to some of them out there as well, specifically Travis Kelce.
Sure.
It's the playoffs. We all know how this goes for him.
52.5 is what I saw on DraftKings for receiving
yards. So I like the receiving better than the reception. So right now he's had 13 straight postseason games with at least 70 yards receiving. That's the longest streak in playoff history. Mm-hmm. He also has 5 or more receptions in 14 straight games. And if you look on FanDuel or Bob over at Underdog when they're listing their numbers, they're all going to have that 5.5. Makes sense because he's got the streak. Mm-hmm. So that one is juiced pretty heavily to -145. So you're paying a little bit of a price to bet it. Mm-hmm. Whereas what you just said, the receiving yardage, I know that he's had 13 straight games of 70 or more, and his number's at what? You said 52?
2.5.
So I think there's more wiggle room. I like the receiving yardage bet for Kelce more than the receptions. You might be right that he hits both, but I think the yardage is a little bit more in play than even the receptions because it's not -145 for me to bet the yardage. Is the way it is.
Yeah, Underdog has a 53.5 receiving yards, 5.5 receptions, half a touchdown, rushing and receiving touchdowns at a half.
I'm out on touchdown bets for everybody except for Patrick Mahomes this weekend. So I don't think there's any value on 2-1 for Kelce to get a touchdown or Kareem Hunt to get a touchdown. Anytime touchdown markets, unless you're going with the flyer on first touchdown where the odds are, much, much greater for you, or value, I should say, is much greater. I think that market has been kind of condensed so well by the bookmakers where it's hard to bet an anytime touchdown unless you're going way down the board. This week, my only touchdown bet in the Chiefs game that I like is Patrick Mahomes. And the thought process there, remember, this would have to be a rushing touchdown, not a passing touchdown, is we all see in the playoffs, he just runs more in the postseason. That's just the numbers back it up. We all know some of the greatest moments, the sideline, he's not out of bounds yet, call from Mitch against the Titans in the AFC title game. Like some of his big moments are running the football down the sideline.
Right.
I think it's more likely in a game like this that Mahomes gets a rushing touchdown than it was, 5 weeks ago in a regular season game. He's spoken publicly that he's willing to put his body on the line more in crucial moments. Well, here we go. It's do or die time. It's the postseason.
Do you like Travis Kelce, though, as the first TD scorer in this, or do you not like him to get in the end zone at all? Because I personally think it's going to be a huge postseason again for Travis Kelce. And that means getting into the end zone, obviously. And I think they're going to make it a point to get him into the end zone because he's been saving it all year, right? I mean, it's no secret the last two regular seasons, Travis is like, just get me to the playoffs and let's see what I can do. that was the playoff time. I just expect Travis Kelce to go hog wild out there and go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we just mentioned 13 straight games in the postseason where he's had over 70 yards. And the touchdown bet, the only way I would do it would be maybe a first touchdown bet flyer. Otherwise, it's just there's not enough value there to bet on a touchdown market for most of these players. Unless,
or
again,
he scores two.
Sure, something like
you
that.
You bet the 1,100.
There plus, you go.
Yeah, that's the way you'd get the money or the juice there. Because you just bet five and you win, you know, mm-hmm. your money back. Let's look at the Texans side. Who do you like? Like Nico, Mixon, any numbers there? Stroud numbers? Like Stroud doesn't really run really at all. I do think he's going to be pressured, so I think there's a little bit of value there.
In terms of him just running off of a scramble, like
right.
because he's under pressure?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, for his rushing total, by the way, for those wondering over at FanDuel, 14.5. It's a very low number. We saw last week against the Chargers, it takes one play to get that. You know, a play broke down, and he was able to go, and it kind of changed
Mahomes
the game a little
24
bit.
24.5, FYI, for those who wanted to know.
Yeah, so it's such a low number. It's not my favorite bet, but it's... With Stroud and that number being as low, it is we are talking about one scramble. Mm-hmm. He's able to get away one time to get you there. I'd have to go back and look on Stroud yardage throughout the season. How often has he gone over 14.5? I know it's on first glance we're like that's a low number. My mm-hmm. guess is it's so low. He probably hasn't got over that often. But I do think with all these quarterbacks, especially if you look at with the exception of maybe Goff and Stafford, I'm trying to think. I think they're all mobile. Other than that, off the top of my head. They're all more likely to run in the playoffs because you're willing to put your body on the line more in these moments. It just doesn't, you're not protecting yourself the way you would in week three.
Yeah, that's why the 23.5 total rushing yards on underdog right now for Patrick Mahomes are like higher.
Yeah, no, yeah. I like that. And that's what same logic as the touchdown bet. Just that I think it's just more likely for him to take off and run. The ankle should be feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, you know, will obviously give you some opportunities there.
Are there any bets where you're looking at this weekend for the Chiefs and the Texans where you're like, I am staying away. I'm not going near that thing. I don't care what it is. Anything that kind of scares you, if you will.
Over, under?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not on the total for the game. If you're talking about that, I would say it's interesting. Right now, unless this changes, it's going to be the lowest total in a Mahomes playoff game ever.
What is it, 41?
So it's 41. Yeah, it's 41.5, 40, depending on where you look.
Why you don't like that number, or you think that number is perfect?
I think it's getting too. It's almost getting to the point where if it keeps going down, I might take the over in the game. They played in week 16 and it was 27-19, so that was over the number that we're sitting at. But if this game closes anywhere under 43.5, and it's 2 points under right now, it would be the lowest over-under for any playoff game that Patrick Mahomes has ever played in. And, you know, like, what does that actually mean? I this is an offense that now had more time to integrate Hollywood Brown. We saw what he did. I would not be surprised if the Chiefs put up 27-plus or 30 points in the game. And I know this defense is playing great, but to get over that number, if the Chiefs are putting up 28 or 30, you're not asking for the Texans to score 24 points.
No.
You don't really need much. So it's getting low enough where I'm leaning towards the over in that game if we had to make a total bet.
Because I don't think the Texans are going to score a lot. I think this is going to be a great defensive effort by the Chiefs with everybody being healthy. So with that number, it kind of makes sense. Like, do you think the Chiefs are going to put up 42 points on their own if the Chiefs pitch a shutout? Not that they will.
I mean, it
but
could look a lot like that Buffalo-Denver game, too.
Could, yeah, 31-7 or something. Yeah.
The only one thing to watch, I would say, in the if you're looking for just a completely different way to approach betting the game, is the first half. And this, for whatever reason, the Texans this year and D'Amico Ryan, throughout his career as a head coach, year and a half, whatever, he's been really good in the first half. So maybe at halftime, Chiefs fans are stressed out because the game is close in the first half. Doesn't mean they can't win. Right. But the Texans are 14-4 against the spread in the first half this year. So they get off to a good start. Maybe you do buy into any of the rust stuff, and for a quarter, the Chiefs' offense is slow. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this would be the logical why you would bet the Texans. First half, the Texans are 4.5-point dogs in the first half. All right, and they cover 14-4 in the first half. And D'Amico Ryan's with C.J. Stroud is 26-9 in the first half against the spread. So there's a strong numbers behind betting the Texans to cover the first half in this game.
By the way, 8 times is when he went over 14.
So less than half the season. Okay,
yeah, because if you count the playoff game, that was the 8th time. So let's go around the league. Is there a game? Because let's talk about the biggest game.
Buffalo,
Baltimore. Buffalo is a dog at home. Gold, you know me. I love to gamble. I always take home dogs in the playoffs. I have ever since I've been able to legally gamble. I've done it with my friends. I'll take the underdog at home. I still like Buffalo in this game over Baltimore, and I just I don't know why, how I can explain it. I just think that at home in that weather with that temperature, I know Lamar's good. I know he's going to be all right. But on the road in those frigid, like the temperature's nasty in Buffalo, like 9 degrees and a chance of snow. Yeah. I'm interested to see how that works out for him.
So the line flipped throughout the week. It opened up where you're at, which is the Bills being the favorite, the home team. And we all know the line is completely reversed. The Baltimore Ravens are now 1.5 point favorites. This is the first time, if it closes this way, that the Bills will be home underdogs in a playoff game since Lynn Dawson went into Buffalo back in the 60s, 1967, when they lost 31-7 to Kansas City.
I mean, and they were 3.5 point dogs. Advantage with the weather. I mean, that's crazy to think and 18, say it out loud, but
18 straight home playoff games for the Bills, they've been favorites.
Wow.
So that's, if we're looking at some history in terms of if this line closes this way, I'm on the opposite side of you. I think it's a coin flip game. I actually like Baltimore in this game. And I get people's skepticism about Lamar, the postseason, and Josh Allen typically plays great in the playoffs. I don't like it's just a matchup thing. You know, like if we were just asking and ranking out who's the better team, I also think Josh Allen should be the MVP this year, not Lamar Jackson, even though Lamar's been incredible. I think Josh Allen's more valuable to his team.
Yeah, Lamar had Derek
but it's not a great matchup. You guys had Nate Taylor, I think, on today. We had him on earlier in the week, and he was talking. We had Ross Tucker on as well, and they both said the same thing about the Bills and Sean McDermott and the way they play defense. Like, they're not maybe willing to commit to stopping the run the same way some other teams will. Well, you're playing the Baltimore Ravens. You're playing Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Like, if you're not going
to
do that,
Baltimore's offensive coordinator is committed to stopping the run at times.
Well, this is why I like them too. I'm glad you brought that up, because we all last year against the Chiefs, they refused to run the football. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
Last week against a terrible Steelers team, and all three of us called the Steelers being out in that one. They had a 13 play drive, the Ravens did. They ran all 13 plays. That shows me that they're actually willing to do it this go around, especially when Derrick Henry's the guy. Mm-hmm. I think Baltimore ultimately is who's coming to Kansas City next week. I like Baltimore on the money line. You can -1.5. It's a pick 'em anyway. I'm on the Ravens.
And what do you have, like almost like a deep look into the future where, like, either way, if they played Baltimore or Buffalo, they were both the Chiefs.
Chiefs are favorite. Yeah, they sent the lines out yesterday. Chiefs are a favorite against Buffalo and a bigger favorite against Baltimore than Buffalo is what I saw.
So at least that, and maybe it's different at different books, at least at FanDuel, the look ahead lines, the Chiefs would be 1.5 point favorites against both Buffalo and Baltimore. And someone asked earlier on Twitter, like, hey, how does this stuff work? You can bet on these look ahead lines, and if the matchup doesn't happen, your bet's voided, right? Yeah. So it's not like you're risking
betting for a guy to get a home run. He has to have an at bat for it to be actually an actual bet.
If you think there's better value on the line now, if you think the Chiefs are winning and they're playing, let's just say Baltimore, and you're like, okay, well, the Chiefs won't be 1.5 point favorites. They're going to be underdogs or something. Well, then if you want to wait then.
Yeah.
If you think Baltimore ends up being the favorite, then right now you might think there's good value on betting the Ravens currently at 1.5.
See, because, I got the Chiefs and Ravens as a pick'em next week right now.
Okay, is that offshore?
This is the whatever that
Shapiro. Yeah, so whatever, that's offshore.
Bet online.
Yeah. So that's offshore. And that's fine. I mean, there's different lines that can maneuver. These hypothetical matchup lines don't mean that that's guaranteed how it'll open, but that's where there's some value at times if you think you know how the weekend's going to play out.
Yeah, because somebody could get hurt, and then all of a sudden, that, like, if Derrick Henry got hurt, that line would shift drastically. But you'd be like, I got the Chiefs at -1.5, so, like, that's cool. Like,
or if, let's just play this out, and I think it's very tough for a 15-win team to ever be able to play the underdog role, but I kind of like what I think could happen this weekend, which is the Ravens go up to Buffalo. Tough environment. We just mentioned how it's rare to be a home dog.
Smash them.
They look pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And let's say the Chiefs squeak by instead. The Ravens will be favorites next week, and I hope that's what happens. It requires both those things happening. I mean, if the Chiefs are dominant, there'll be a favorite, and they're at home.
Same thing with Buffalo, though. If Buffalo were to like dominate against Baltimore, and the Chiefs squeak 27-24, same thing. They'll put Allen as a favorite.
So that's why, like, from a Chiefs angle, if you're looking at betting look ahead where they're already 1.5 point favorites, unless an injury happens, I think you hold off on betting the Chiefs in. The only reason why I would do a look-ahead line now would be betting Baltimore as the 1.5 point dog right now, or Buffalo as the dog, because I don't think the Chiefs are going to become even bigger favorites unless they put together just another 51-31 win like they did against the Texans.
All right, not a gambling take per se, but if the Chiefs are underdogs in the AFC Championship game at home, I feel sorry for the opponent, man.
Oh, I hope it happens.
Make the same mistake. I mean, right?
Going to do this whole thing again? Remember last year? Now, they were on the road at Baltimore, but one of the books, our friends out in Vegas at Circa, they continued because they were desperately needing money on the Chiefs, and so they kept pushing the line out, and I think at one point the Chiefs closed, at least at Circa, like as 4.5 point dogs, even at that book, and which is crazy. And people make the same mistake. They're dislike, not the books, but fans nationally, dislike for the Chiefs so much that they're willing to blow their own money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they hate the Chiefs that much outside of here. And so it's shaping up, guys, to happen again.
Right. It is. And that's the thing. Like we talked about, you know, Sean Payton's comments about, oh, we'll be ready for the Chiefs.
So
so next year when you're getting ready to bet the Denver Broncos against the Chiefs, you know, load up on the Chiefs.
I know.
When
said that about
learn?
Vegas this year with Kermit the Frog, and that didn't really pay out.
Weren't there some injuries that popped in that game?
That was D-Hop's first game, actually, I think.
Yeah, week 13.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. The only injury I remember from that game, unfortunately, was Jody Fortson. A minute left in the game, unfortunately.
That's the one where they scored late, and it was 27-13. Yeah.
Not the one at home with the O'Connell fumble or whatever.
Yeah.
Moving around the other two games in the NFC, I love the Rams +6.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Okay. I'm definitely on the Rams. Last week we talked about them. They were fresh, they were rested, and we like the Rams quite a bit. I still think there's a chance they end up in the NFC title game. Mm-hmm. I like them to cover the 6. I like them to win outright. I think they're going to Philly and getting a victory.
Okay, I don't disagree with
that. That's +235. That's a good cheese.
So both. The way I'm betting it is just to that way you're not going 0-4. I'm doing the spread and a money line bet. Mm-hmm. That way, look, at worst case, I think they can cover. I also have the Rams in a teaser, and for those that haven't been listening to the segment throughout the season.
Which segment?
Well, this segment, but also that betting show.
Which one?
That one. And you can tease the Rams up to 12.5 points, even a 6-point teaser. And then you could tease the Chiefs down if you're really nervous. And all of a sudden the Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites and then the Rams are 12.5-point dogs. I'm not saying it's a sure thing by any means, but like I would feel very good about that situation. It would be -130 if you did that. But
Are there odds out there that if Philadelphia loses, like Sirianni getting fired, can you bet that right now?
That would be more on the offshore stuff from Jimmy Shapiro that sends out that kind of stuff. You wouldn't be able to bet on that on FanDuel or any of these other sites.
I was going to say, you can also go to the offshore, and I bet there's an appearance number of Taylor Swift. I bet it's like 3.5.
That's where even when we here in a couple weeks, we'll talk Super Bowl and everything when you guys are down there. The odds on that kind of stuff, a lot of it you can't bet. Here,
right,
you know, like
right.
Some of the fun ones, but yeah, the Gatorade.
Because I got
colors.
A guy that I know could look into those coolers and tell me what color. I kid, but you know,
but that's in all seriousness. That's why a lot of the books don't offer it because it's a market like that is so easy to. Same with the anthem. You can't in Kansas.
Hey, gosh, go look at the Gatorade and tell me what color it is.
Purple. Can you gamble legally in New Orleans?
Yes, they have casinos.
Louisiana. That's why Texas doesn't have it. So a lot of people believe the reason why the state of Texas doesn't have sports betting or casinos is because the lobbyists in Louisiana spend just millions and millions and millions of dollars preventing Texas, like trying to lobby against it.
Oh, yeah, because everybody comes over.
Yeah, when I lived in Houston.
Is the dome called the MGM Dome?
It is. No, you can gamble in Louisiana. Yeah.
Like on your phone. It's legal gambling.
It depends on what parish you're in Louisiana. It's based on parish down there, not by state, which is
interesting.
So they're because when we were doing
Caesars
the reads,
is big down there.
Yeah, Caesars has a nice casino right in the center of New Orleans. It's a cool little place. But they always say on those commercials, you know, you hear those national gambling commercials, and they say in Louisiana based on parish. So
interesting.
I guess it depends on where you are.
I think you're good in New Orleans. I mean, heck, the stadium is the Caesars Superdome or whatever it's called. I just drew a blank on what we were discussing about the betting stuff with that in the Super Bowl. But anyway,
the prop bets,
the prop bet stuff. Yeah. I mean, Texas and all that. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. I would drive from Houston to Lake Charles all the time.
That's not a far drive though.
Hour and 45, two hours. Yeah.
Yeah. We hijacked a bus one time and went to a casino. What? I'm sorry.
All right.
I need more on that.
Yeah, well, I'll give it. Well, we were.
Pop
I was doing
quiz, hot shot. There's a bus going down the freeway. Last one, Detroit, 9.5. You think that house money's running out for Washington?
I want the Commanders to keep this going. I do think overall, Jaden Daniels is just a big game player, right? He's one of those special quarterbacks that steps up, unlike Justin Herbert, unlike Sam Darnold, that just don't have it in big games. But I think the Lions are going to beat him up good. I don't know how the Commanders slow down the Lions' offense, and that's why it's the highest total of the week, too. I think that one could get ugly.
85.5.
Yeah, I think it could get ugly as much as I would love for the Commanders.
And how many people in Kansas City are really going to see that one by the time we all get home from the game, do our thing, you know?
Very true.
Yeah, I won't be sober. What do you got coming up on the show today?
Yeah, so obviously we'll discuss some of the Sean Payton comments. Sarah Walsh from NFL Network, she's covering the game. She's going to be in town this week. She'll join us around 10:30 or so. Dane and Hughes, 12:10. So we'll get 2 days away, guys. We're 2 days away from...
Today's Friday.
Yeah.
Feels like it. It is. Yeah, in the Chiefs world.
Yeah. By the way, if you're hungry, there's Vegemite sandwich out there if you want to try it.
I'm so out on that.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, gosh.
There's still... Like, we did that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard that driving in. I heard you guys like joking about it. I'm like, why are they joking about Vegemite? And then you gave me the backstory and I saw it out there. Nope. Even though I can't smell.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, you could taste that. That's one of those things that you'll taste.
Well, and I feel like that I would.
It's creamy.
Texture.
Yeah. Once you said it was creamy and like, yeah. I'm like,
I'm out.
It stayed with me for about an hour, man.
I'll see you guys.
It's like a stage 5 clinger, but food wise.